Michigan owl attacks, their causes and prevention. Recent slew of pretty hairy owl attacks has Michiganders racing for cover, but who or what is behind it? Let's find out together. The Michigan owl is by far the wisest of fowl. It is the most beautiful creature, and class is her most fanciful feature. The stories are simply overblown. No one had their hair ripped off to the bone, and after all the reports were sorted, not a single injury was ever reported. The owl of such great class has both a sense of humor and sass. Maybe a kink or two, but only as not to seem like a shrew. Ladies and germ-termen, the toupee is the cause. A lady owl just wants to grab it with her claws. She wants to tear it right up in hot passion, in that bird of prey fashion. This is why only men need to worry about that downward feathery fury. Though scientists are still studying this, that behavior is just thought to be an owl kiss. And most times they do a second round to actually lick the freshly exposed mound. How many licks indeed do they really need? My hair is okay, but I'm not going out there, no way. Oh yes, owls are a little bit weird, but they should never be feared. They love watching humans during the day. To them, our shimmy-shammies look like ballet. Let's be honest here for a bit, and let's say something in a lickety-split. Owls love us, and we love them back. So don't be surprised when you get a love peck. Frankly, she will do to your toupee what it wants to do to you. So chill, you don't have to boo-hoo. And to prevent the attack, all you need is a hat, and that's that. Pull it on tight with all your might, and so as long as you wear it all night, you'll be all right. And if you spot an owl, let it be. She loves peace and quiet and being free. In times of climate change, the weather gets really strange, and now more than ever we must care about all the creatures, from little mouse to the grizzly bear.